WTY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And thank you for joining us on Crosstalk, coming your way from VCY America. We've been trying to reach out to our guest, Shram Hadian, to be with us here today. And we'll see if we get some response here within the next minute. Otherwise, we're going to be moving on because he's going to be talking about the questions exposing interfaith dialogue. And certainly to take a look at some of the matters that are going on across the nation and even around the world on that issue. As a matter of fact, plans were just revealed for this construction of an interfaith complex that will be housing a church, a synagogue, and a mosque all together, folks, in the United Arab Emirates, part of an effort to promote religious harmony and to bridge adherence of the three Abrahamic religions. And this is something that is going on. It's called the Abrahamic Family House. It's going to be located in Abu Dhabi. And very interesting indeed. This is coming about as a result, they say, of the Roman Catholic Pope Francis's papal visit to Abu Dhabi in February, when the pontiff and the Grand Imam of Egypt signed a declaration establishing the Interfaith Higher Committee of Human Fraternity. And very interesting to observe that. And I can see that we're not going to have Shram here with us here today, so we're going to have to rebook him at a future event to deal with this very issue here on Crosstalk. So we're going to turn our topic here today on the program, and specifically we're going to be looking at what this month is. It is Pastor Appreciation Month, and today on Crosstalk we're going to provide you opportunity to simply call and honor your pastor here on Crosstalk. And we'll be giving out our phone number here in just a moment, but we do encourage you to take advantage of this month to say thank you to your pastor. Someone had once said that a good pastor must have a strength of an ox, the tenacity of a bulldog, the daring of a lion, the wisdom of an owl, the harmlessness of a dove, the industry of a beaver, the gentleness of a sheep, the versatility of a chameleon, the vision of an eagle, the height of a rhinoceros, the perspective of a giraffe, the endurance of a camel, the bounce of a kangaroo, the stomach of a horse, the disposition of an angel, the loyalty of an apostle, the faithfulness of a prophet, the tenderness of a shepherd, the fervency of an evangelist, and the devotion of a mother, and still could not please everyone. Certainly troubling. And we need to take time to honor our pastors, and we encourage you to pray for your pastor and to give that hearty amen. Give a note of encouragement. Let him know you care. We're going to open our lines right now here on Crosstalk and giving you opportunity today simply to honor your pastor. Tell us how your pastor has been a special blessing to you. The number here to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. We have this topic tucked away for sometime next week or the week after, but let's do it today here on Crosstalk. Tell us why you appreciate your pastor. Our number, 800-733-9829. Giving you an opportunity during this Pastor Appreciation Month just simply to call and say, I appreciate my pastor because, and you fill in the blank, and tell us why you appreciate his ministry at your church here on Crosstalk. So the lines are starting to light up here. Get on board, and we still have a couple open lines here, 800-733-9829, to honor your pastor today here on Crosstalk, and also to encourage you that if you get a busy signal, to wait just a moment and call us right back. As you hear people hang up from making their call, a tribute to pastors today during this October Pastor Appreciation Month. We're going to begin with George calling from Milwaukee. And George, tell us why you appreciate your pastor.
So coincidental or divine, just yesterday I don't email my pastor, you know, maybe once, but I needed some help on a Hebrew word because he legitimately, from his youth, knows Hebrew through and through. I think his dad, I don't know the background, but I also said in the email how I always pray for him because he is, I know what you said about pastors in the opening. They have the toughest job, and mm-hmm. so I do pray for him. It's the hardest job on earth, and he was a great help. Went out of his way to in-depthly answer my question on the Hebrew language. And yep, thanks.
Thank you, George. We have Martha in Summerdale, Alabama. I appreciate my pastor because.
Oh, my pastor is wonderful. He picks out his scripture, and that is what his sermon is about. And he does not deter from the Bible. He says, this is the book you all need to live by. You need to be in it every day and read it and study it and love it and praise the Lord that he gave us this word to live by. And he said, that's it. That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do.
Stick
he
by
said,
the book.
It's not that hard to be a Christian.
Hmm. Thank you, Martha. We have Eddie next in Mission, Texas. You're on the air, Eddie.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate my pastor for he truly is a man of God. And he's no Ed Mendoza from Bethany Baptist Church here in Michigan.
Mm-hmm. God bless you.
And he's a blessing because we really devote 24-hour time for his congregation. And we really do appreciate him.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Eddie, for your call. Friends, this radio station is not your church. A pastor is called to pastor a local church. We're come alongside to assist in the work of the local church, that work of evangelism and edification, building up believers. But we're taking time today to honor pastors for Pastor Appreciation Month. Loretta's calling next from Great Falls, Montana. You're on the air, Loretta.
Good afternoon. I am so thankful for my pastor. He teaches sound doctrine, and I believe we live in a day of ignorance, the word, and so the truth sets us free, and he is great at sharing the word.
Amen. Thank you, Loretta.
All right, thank you.
We have Roger next in Medford, Oregon. Roger, you're on the air.
Hi, I'd like to thank my pastor, Lloyd Reed, and who recently took over the staff of leadership at Harvest Baptist Temple from Pastor Mike Gass and Bob Gass, who originated and founders of our church. And I'd like to speak for my family and the many families I know that have known our pastors through the years, that without their guidance and tenderness and their preaching of the Word of God, our lives would be much different. And I just want to let them know that I appreciate him, love him, and pray for him.
Amen. Thank you, Roger, for your
call.
You're
welcome.
Let's go to Kenosha, Wisconsin next. Dave, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. My pastor is Dr. Mutia. He's from Kenya, Africa. And I thank God for him. He left everything to come here in obedience to Christ. And a verse that I give to him often and to other pastors, and he's been faithful in this, preach the word. The instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke with all long suffering. In these perilous days, I pray that prayer for all the pastors, but I'm thankful for my pastor in the local church here in Kenosha.
Amen. Thank you for your call, Dave.
Yeah, thank you.
Today, Pastor Appreciation Month being honored. We were not able to reach our guest for today, and we had set this topic aside for a day this month, and so we're doing it today to give you opportunity to honor your pastor, and we'd encourage you. One of the best ways you can show appreciation to your pastor is by being faithful in your attendance at your church and faithful in service. Let's go next to Samuel from Gilbert, Arizona. Samuel, you're on the air.
Yes, thank you. My pastor, his name is Pastor Ron Leversey, and he's been there in Gilbert for 25 years, faithfully preaching and teaching from the King James Bible, and I just want to express my appreciation to him for the many battles that he has fought while he's been both here in Arizona and from his home state in Iowa.
Amen.
So thank you very much, Jim.
Thank
appreciate
you, Samuel.
It.
Thank you for listening. Elaine is next in Anago, Wisconsin. You appreciate your pastor because.
Hi. I would just like to say, well, first of all, my pastor is my husband, and my husband is a pastor.
Hmm.
And I appreciate him so much. He's been in ministry about 24 or so years now, and a lot of things he said in the beginning are so true. And he has gone through a lot of hard times. He's been criticized by people and lied to behind his back by people and deserted by people, but he still stands true. Right now we have a very small church, and he works at a full-time factory job besides, and still prepares for Sunday school lesson and prepares a good sermon every Sunday. And but no matter what, he teaches the Bible, and no matter what anybody says or how much they want him to say this or that, he is standing firm for teaching truth and preaching the Bible, and he will do that to his death.
Mm-hmm.
And I am so thankful to God for him.
Thank you, Lane.
I love him very much, and I pray for him, and he is a wonderful husband and a wonderful man. He's not perfect, but he's great, and he's a wonderful pastor. And
amen. Thank you so much, Elaine. I appreciate your call today. Barbara in Fort Wayne, Indiana, you're on Crosstalk. I appreciate your pastor because.
I really appreciate Pastor Gary Lovins of New Heights Baptist because he generally cares for the people.
Hmm.
He cries with us. He laughs with us. He helps us through our trials and tribulations. He only speaks God's truth through the King James. And I really appreciate him for all that he's done for us.
Barbara, thanks for the call. Next to Ken in Farmington, West Virginia. You're on the air, Ken.
Yes, I just want to say thank God for my pastor, James Lee Bowman of Mannington, West Virginia. We have a unique relationship. We were friends in the Washington, D.C. area together on staff there, and he came out to help a church that needed a pastor that was without one for a long time. Well, actually, not actually a long time, but it seemed like it, I guess, to them because they've always had a pastor. And they needed somebody to fill his pulpit. That's another story how all that came together. But it was just a beautiful correlation of friendship that now he's my pastor. And I appreciate him because I know him personally really well.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that the struggles he goes through here are a reflection of his molding and making that we had together on staff in another area. He's been through a lot. He's a former police officer. He served also under Ronald Reagan as a dog handler. And he's really dedicated to his task. He considers this job as a pastor more important than any other job he's ever had. And I admire that about him.
Amen.
And I pray for him all the time. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I just want to let people out there know that you should love your pastor and pray for him every day and just hold him up and agree with what he says. Don't worry about your feelings. And just if he's preaching the Bible, King James Bible, stick with him and love him and continue to pray for him. Thank you.
Thank you for your thoughts here today, Ken. And, folks, we're going to take a quick break and come back to hear more of your calls as to why you appreciate your pastor. It's Pastor Appreciation Month, and our number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. I've got two open lines right now, and more coming up after the break. This is Crosstalk.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, author and seminar speaker with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, how many different races of men are there?
Actually, Chris, the Bible never uses the term race, except when it talks about the human race. Biblically, we all go back to Noah and we all go back to Adam. We're all descended from them and related to all the people of the earth. And you know, this is exactly what genetic studies of the different ethnic groups is showing. Every ethnic group is so genetically similar to the others that it's like we're all from the same family, almost clones. Chris, notice how well this evidence lines up with what the Bible has to say. We don't use scientific evidence to prove the Bible, but we can, by using the evidence, show just how right that Bible is. Aren't you glad we can go back to Genesis and get it right?
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Call us at 800-628-7640 and mention the promo code FACT.
This is Crosstalk on VCY America, and in that we weren't able to reach our guest today, taking advantage of the time to highlight Pastor Appreciation Month, giving you opportunity to just call and tell us why you appreciate your pastor, and the number, write it down. The lines are all busy right now, but as soon as you hear somebody hang up, that's your opportunity to call, and the number is 1-800-733-9829. Let's go to Conneaut, Ohio, and is it Madri?
Matri.
Matri, okay. You're on the air.
Yes, the Bible says to honor to whom honor is due, and I thank God for our godly pastors, all of them. But I am a pastor's wife, and I want to thank God because not only are we pastor's wife, my husband has been my pastor for 53 years, faithfully standing fast at Southridge Baptist Church, and he's preached the whole gospel, and he's led many souls to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And he stands true, and he loves the people. I've been here when people have called him wee hours of the morning, and he's gotten up and gone to the hospitals. He's been with them through thick and thin and carried their burdens, and he's a true man of God, and I just praise God for him and others that are standing true. We need more than ever the real men of God that are preaching the word of God and standing fast. And thank you for this, because we need to honor those who need to be honored. And pastors
Indeed.
Are under a lot of pressure from satanic battles, but God is greater. And
Amen.
I wouldn't trade it for anything. In the end, God will have the final say. Thank you for this, and thank you for Crosstalk.
Great.
God bless you.
Thank you, and you as well. Jean in Vero Beach, Florida, you're on the air.
Yes, thank you for taking my call, and I would just like to give God the glory for anointing these men. A pastor that does not sugarcoat the gospel of Jesus Christ, and my pastor emphasizes that salvation is by our faith in Jesus and the sacrifice he made. He's not one of these guys that has a prosperity sermon and all of that. And I just thank God he actually gives out the true gospel, and Jesus Christ's gospel can be a little edgy. Pastors that don't talk about sin, death, and hell, they're just sugarcoating it, and he does not. So I praise God for that every day.
Hmm.
And thank you for the opportunity to speak.
Thank you, Gene.
Uh-huh.
Let's go to Pat in Erie, Pennsylvania. Pat, you're on the air.
Hi, yes, Jim. Thank you. First-time caller. Just wanted to give a special thank you and appreciation to Pastor Todd, Mill Creek Community Church in Erie. Great guy. Solid Bible teacher, compassionate man, but not afraid to stand on biblical truth.
Amen.
He's a blessing.
Amen. Thank you, Pat.
Thank you.
Call again sometime. Okay, bye-bye now. Linda in Cedarburg, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for the opportunity. I praise the Lord for Pastor Mark Brooks and Pastor Ed Fuller. I can't say enough about either of them. They're grounded, steadfast, compassionate, and fun.
Mm-hmm.
And they really do a good job of preaching the word and accepting that some people just don't get it or they struggle, and they just have a way to make us, you know, really want to seek God more and have him in our life and continue to press on. So I just can't be grateful enough in my life to be blessed with these two men and their wonderful wives, Diane Fuller and Melissa Brooks.
Amen. Thanks. Thank you, Linda. Appreciate your call. Callie in New Lexington, Ohio, you're on the air.
Yes, I want to say I appreciate my pastor there at Maywood Mission in Lancaster, Ohio. His name's Pastor Jonathan. And he just preaches the word of the Lord. He just loves it so much, and he cares about us. I just had major surgery on Monday, and I had to be there at 6 in the morning. And him and his wife were there before I even got there to greet my husband and I. And it was just such a blessing to have a man from the Lord right there for us.
Caring. Very caring. Thank you very much, Callie, for your call here today. Barb in Ellington, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Okay.
Barb, turn your radio off, please.
Okay, it's off.
Okay, go ahead and speak.
Okay, I had a pastor who passed away a couple weeks ago. His name was Paul Bifford. He was my pastor for 35 years. And without his teaching and the truth, I wouldn't be where I am right now. I've stepped up. I'm also a minister now because of his teaching, that he taught the truth.
Amen.
And even though he's gone, he's still around. I can feel him.
Yeah. Amen. Well, certainly impact your life and such a way that you are now ministering as well. Thank you so very much for your call. Joanne in Tucson, Arizona, you're on the air.
Hi. I just wanted to say I'm grateful for my pastor, Pastor Dan, who teaches the whole counsel of God and the truth faithfully. And I also want to encourage everyone to text or write their pastor and give them something in writing that they can read that we appreciate them so much, which I'm doing myself.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you for the call here today. Honoring pastors, our number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. It's Pastor Appreciation Month, and we're encouraging you today to not only say it verbally, but also to encourage your pastor in some particular way this month. Louise in Rossville, Georgia, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. I just want to say my pastor is Pastor Ricky Gravely at Bible Baptist Church, and I appreciate him because he's kind and humble and because he endeavors to be led by the Holy Spirit in everything, and also his wife is wonderful, too.
Amen. Thank you, Louise.
Thank you.
We've got Carolyn calling from Milwaukee. You're on the air, Carolyn.
Yes. Good morning. Good afternoon. My name is, I'm calling about my pastor.
You're on the air. Go ahead, Carolyn.
Yes, and I just want to say thank God for him. His name is Pastor Jared Chaser in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just thank God for him. And he just worked really hard and really he took the church over after his dad left, and he's doing a great job with the church. And I want him to know that I appreciate him so much, and you all pray for him and he continues to pray.
Thank you, Carolyn. We have kind of a bad connection there, but thank you for your call. We're going next to Iowa, and we have Jason calling. And, Jason, you appreciate your pastor because?
I appreciate my pastor. He is has been my pastor for 25 years. He's now been my father-in-law for 10 years.
Mm.
He has supported me and personally sacrificed to help pull me out of an addiction. I've watched him go through so much at our church. He has suffered. He has to work a full-time job. But the biggest thing is he is not above letting the Word of God change him. I've watched him change to become a different person over the last about 7 years. I love you, Dad.
Amen. God bless you, Jason. Thank you for the call. And let's go to Fresno City, Alabama. We have Teresa calling. Teresa, you're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to thank my pastor, Mark McCullough, for the fact that he preaches God's word, but not only does he preach it, he lives it.
Hmm.
And that's so important to see the witness that he has. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you for your call. Let's go to Mary in Idaho. Mary, you're on the air.
Hi, I just want to say I'm very thankful for all the pastors out there who stand strong and preach the Word of God. I'm also very thankful for two pastors especially who have touched my life. One is Pastor Brown at Oak Creek Baptist in Wisconsin and Pastor Hines here in Boise, Idaho. And I also want to just give a shout-out to their wives and families who stand by them and give so much to support them. So thank you all pastors for your standing strong. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you for your call here today. And next to Coshocton, Ohio, we have Wilma calling. And Wilma, you're on the air.
Hi. Yes, I want to say that I appreciate my pastor, Ralph Johnson, Victory Baptist Church. One of the greatest men of God. He has been at our church for 21 and a half years, has never once strayed from the Word of God. That's a KJV Bible. He loves his congregation, prays for us all the time. I would say he's one of the most compassionate, caring men around and has given and given over and above way more than has ever been expected of him. And we are very blessed to have him.
Amen. Thank you for your call here. Mary is next in Paducah, Kentucky. You're on the air, Mary.
Yes, my name is Mary, and I am from Paducah, Kentucky. I want to share a word of appreciation to both my pastor and assistant pastor. They have shared in our services that each morning they go to God in prayer and pray for his leadership and his guidance in every word they speak to the people. Mm. And you can tell by the way they speak and the biblical verses that they use that God is definitely leading them. In fact, all of our services are led by God. Man or woman does not do anything but attend the services and worship God. And it is more than a blessing for all.
Okay, great. God bless you, Mary. Thank you for your call today. In honoring your pastor from Kentucky, we're going to Alabama, Stockton, Alabama. And we have Larry calling. You're on the air, Larry.
Yes, sir. My name is Larry Young. I go to Stockton First Baptist. My pastor's name, Otis Tim. He's a good one. He teaches Big Light of King James. My other pastor was Glenn. Just a minute.
Okay, Larry, I guess we've got Larry gone here. Okay, let's go to Maxine in Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Yes, I would like to honor our pastor, Pastor Andy Dahl, with the Bible Baptist Church here in Prairie du Chien. And it's rather unique. He grew up, this is his home church, and this is the only pastorate he's ever had. He's been here 20 years, and he has so much compassion. And you can call him anytime, and he'll go visit people that have never been to his church, and he will go visit them. I just can't say enough. His brother is the assistant pastor, and again, that's pretty unique. So we are very fortunate. He's an excellent speaker, always organized, counselor, yes. We really want to honor our pastor.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you for your call. Mike is next in Whitewater, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call, Brother Jim. Mm-hmm. I just want to say thank you much for everyone's calling in and for you taking the time on the program to be discussing this very vital topic. Because we could talk about many things, but pastors are responsible because they watch over our souls.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at Hebrews 13:7, remember them that have rule over you, who have spoken the word of God, whose faith follow concerning the end of their conversation. That's conduct.
Mm-hmm.
I want to praise the Lord for my pastor, Pastor Steve Kinstead of Kettleman Baptist Church in Whitewater, Wisconsin. In answer to prayer, this is his first senior pastoralship after coming from out here from the East Coast, but he has stepped up mightily. And of all the pastors I've had all the years of being born again for nearly 40 years, this man probably most emphasized in life is Christ, because he has time for everyone. No one's exempt. Everyone receives a welcome, and also he's there for those who are weeping, those who are crying.
Having to prove the existence of God to an atheist is like having to prove the existence of the sun at noon on a clear day. Yet millions are embracing the foolishness of atheism. Now from Ray Comfort comes The Atheist Delusion. This 60-minute DVD pulls back the curtain and reveals what is going on in the mind of those who deny the obvious. It introduces you to a number of atheists who you'll follow as they go where the evidence leads, find a roadblock, and enter into a place of honesty that is rarely seen on film. You'll hear the compelling questions that cause them to doubt their atheism. You can obtain one copy of The Atheist Delusion for a donation of $5, 5 copies for a donation of $18, or 10 copies for a donation of $25 by calling 1-800-729-9829. Simply call VCY America at 1-800-729-9829. 1-800-729-9829.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. By the way, we have connected now with Shahram Hadian, who sends along his apologies. We are going to rebook him for a future program so we can have the entire broadcast dealing with the area of concern that he's trying to get out across the nation on interfaith dialogue. But we are honoring pastors today during Pastor Appreciation Month. And right now we've had Mike online. And, Mike, we're going to have you finish up. That break kind of caught us there off guard.
I'll get to it real quick here. So I just want to say that for Pastor Steve Kinstead of Kettleman Baptist Church, Whitewater, Wisconsin, a man who cares for everyone, it epitomizes what I see as what the Lord Jesus did, being a pastor after his heart and not caring what's the popular opinion or what's going on all over the world, but in terms of staying faithful and true to the Word of God, we need more men like him, and I'm thankful. I'm not putting him up on a pedestal because obviously he's certainly, all of us are faulty, but in terms of a man who most epitomizes what I've ever seen of what Christ is, what the Word of God says. And he spends time in the Word of God in daily in sermon preparation, heavily there, plus in counseling, hospital visits, the visits to the care facilities. He's right there. The work days at church, he's out there working hard with all of us, the rest of us men. He plays soccer with the youth. He's doing what God says to do.
Amen.
He all come all men to all things to all men that he might win some and
praise
glory for him. So keep the great work there, Brother Jim, and have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. Beatrice in West Virginia, you're on the air.
Oh, our pastor is Mike Flannery. He's the best pastor, and we all love him at church house. He does everything for everybody, and he cares about because he's got a heart like gold.
Wonderful. Thank you, Beatrice.
And you, I like to hear your broadcasting channel, too, because it's more responsible and it's got more interesting stuff. And I like to listen to your broadcast station.
Great. Well, thank you for listening. We're going next to Alex in Albuquerque, New Mexico. You're on the air, Alex.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. I wanted to give a shout-out to my pastor, Tom Huffman, here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, at City Baptist Church. Thank him just for being a big encouragement, for helping me, for loving people. I just want to thank him for that, for seeing Jesus in him and goes door knocking and tells people, hey, can I pray for you? And we're located on the side of town we're located on, being a light in darkness, being Bible believers and giving the true gospel. It's just amazing. I just want to let him know we appreciate and love him for doing what he does.
Amen. Thank you for your call today, Alex.
Thank you.
Bob is next. West Allis, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Yes, hello. I'd like to talk about Pastor Matt Tuello. He not only preaches, he follows it up with action. He goes to many abortion clinics all over Wisconsin, other states, and he does other things. He's active even outside of the pulpit. He's on the following up with action. So I think that's got to give him, speak up for him, Pastor Matt Tuello.
Thank you, Bob.
Okay.
And Pastor Appreciation Month that is this month, we're giving you opportunity to call 800-733-9829. Let's go to Pennsylvania next. And Karen, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, well, I want to honor our pastor, Norman Abbey from Venango, PA, Open Door Baptist. He stepped in when we had a split in our church, and he's been our interim pastor till we find someone, and he's been there for several years now, and he has a nursing home ministry with several nursing homes. I don't know how he does it all, but we're very blessed to have him, and he stays true to the KJV, and being in a Sunday school is like being in a college course, so just wanted to honor him.
Great. Thank you, Karen. Let's go to Mick next in Milwaukee. You're on the air, Mick.
Hi. I would like to give a thank you and a note of appreciation to our pastor. His name is Jesse Knutson at Bread of Life Fellowship. He's a dedicated, hardworking pastor, and in spite of the fact that his wife is going through cancer, he's still dedicated to preaching us the message every Sunday, and we love him and appreciate him, and of course we're praying for him and his wife.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mick, for your call. Our number, 800-733-9829. We've got a few open lines right now, 800-733-9829. Came across this, What is a Preacher? why he's a man called of God to preach the gospel, who's responsible only to God and dependent upon the grace congregation. He's a specialist and educated, trained and experienced in a field where many of the church members feel they know more than he does. He's a manager of an institution numbering many activities and scores of members whose major task is to manage it without the least hint of assuming any authority. And what does a preacher do? Well, his time is his own, which means he's always on call. The preacher heals, though without pills or knife. He's sometimes a lawyer, often a social worker, sometimes something of an editor, a bit of a philosopher, a lecturer, a salesman. He's supposed to be a scholar as well as a promotional expert. People come to see him, and he goes to see people continually. And he rejoices with exceeding great joy when in the midst of all of this, an opportunity arises to be of genuine personal spiritual help. He visits the sick, marries people, buries the dead, labors to console those who sorrow, and to admonish those who sin, and struggles to stay sweet when chided for not visiting enough. He plans programs, appoints committees, and then does their work for them, spends considerable time in keeping people out of each other's hair, and more time trying to scramble out himself with the least possible personal loss. Oh, yes, and between times he prepares sermons and preaches them on Sunday to those who don't happen to have any other place to go or thing to do. Then on Monday he just smiles when some wise guy comments, "What a job. 2 hours of work a week." Well, that's an interesting thought there that somebody had written down, but taking time today to honor pastors. New Lisbon, Wisconsin, we have William who's calling next, and William, you're on the air.
Thank you. Calling about a pastor in Toma that you may know about, and at least I've been in his preaching in the past. He's in definite need of prayer, got some real health challenges. Ronald Tobin. Wanted to get him mentioned today. He's okay. Someone that's served and been there, and now he needs everyone.
Okay. Thank you for that, William.
Thanks.
And keeping him in prayer as you honor him. Thank you. Tom in Fort Scott, Kansas, you're on the air.
Yes, thank you very much for having this today. I just want to praise God for my pastor that really goes in depth in learning about the Word and teaching and preaching on Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday, and still teaching even other days of the week. And we just praise God for him and his family.
That's it. Amen. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Michelle next in Pennsylvania. Michelle, you're on the air.
Hi, I was already calling in for my pastor, Pastor Norman Abbey, and I just heard my sister. She just beat me to it, but I was going to call in and just say as well that I'm just thankful for our pastor, Norm Abbey, for many reasons, and some are just because he's staying true to God's Word, and we still have more Sunday school morning and evening service and Wednesday prayer meeting, and there's been troubles and stuff in the church, and he just stays true and keeping the congregation uplifted, and I'm just thankful for all that he does, and especially just that he's staying true to God's Word and the way he teaches it and preaches it, and he doesn't care if he's going to step on toes. He's going to preach God's Word the way it is in the Bible, and if you know, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank you for that call here today, Michelle. Lisa is next, Bridgeport, West Virginia. You're on the air.
Hello there.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi. I would like to praise the Lord for my pastor, Steve Henry from Saltwell Road Church, and his wife, Heather. They are truly godly ministers, of course she's not a pastor, but they just really labor for their congregation, and they're just wonderful, godly servants. I love them.
Amen. Thank you, Lisa, for your call there on the road. And our number 800-733-9829. Let's go to the Turks and Caicos Islands. Christopher, good afternoon.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air, Christopher.
Yes, good afternoon. I just like to...
Hello, Christopher. We lost Christopher from the British West Indies. Maybe they'll call us back. Stella, Kalamazoo, Michigan, you're on the air.
Yes, first of all, I'd like to say thank you for having such wonderful programs like this and others as well, but I am calling about our pastor. He is rather new at our church, and I thank the Lord for him because he is preaching the word, and he is not afraid to say things that need to be said to help Christians grow and also to see some come to know the Lord. Mm-hmm. And I'd also like to say that somewhere along the line, a year or two ago, I picked up a little piece of paper, and it said, and there was no author to it, but it says, "Have you prayed for your pastor today?" So I cut that out, and then I put it someplace that it, when I would see it, it reminds me to pray for the pastor and pastors, such as even J. Vernon McGee. We can thank the Lord for him that he is still preaching the word, although he is with the Lord. Mm. And so I'd just like to say thank you again for your programming.
Amen. Thank you, Sheila, for your call today. Karen is next in Central Point, Oregon. Karen, today's your day to honor your pastor.
Well, I'd like to honor our current pastor and our previous. For several years, we had Pastor Fred DeVos, and he was awesome, speaks the word. We have evangelizing classes to witness. We even went to the local mall with him to witness. And then he retired. He was in his 80s. So the pastoral search committee had a hard time. But anyway, we found Pastor Ed Willis, and his wife Leanne does a lot of other ministries, too. And they have been, like, a perfect fit from the beginning. And so we're just very blessed down in Southern Oregon to have two great pastors that preach the Word of God.
Amen. Thank you, Karen. Lat is next in Racine, Wisconsin. You're on the air, Lat.
Yeah, hey, Jim. I just want to say a prayer out for my pastor. And, I say prayers for him and to give him the strength to keep preaching God's Word in these troubling times we live in, and you know, when most churches just want to give you the tickling of your ears and mm-hmm. don't give you the real meat of the Bible, and I just want to pray for him that he keeps giving the meat of the Bible, and God bless you and your program, Jim.
Thank you, Lat. Bye-bye. Gainesboro, Tennessee. Sandy, you're on the air.
Yes, I would like to praise my pastor, Tim Donovan, and his wife, Stacy Donovan. She is a prayer warrior. But our Pastor Tim, he preaches the word, and he is very involved in the youth, and he is very involved in the community, and he is just very, very involved in the drug addiction in our town.
Sounds like we lost connection there. Robert, Gaithersburg, Maryland, you're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to thank Pastor Michael McDermott. He's an anointed preacher. He's faithful to the truth of the gospel. He is amazing in the fact that we have like 700 people attending regularly, and he can name most of the people's names. So he is just a blessing to us in Silver Spring, Maryland.
Very good. Thank you, Robert, for your call today.
You're welcome.
And we're just seconds away from the break, so we're going to take the break and come back to more of your calls. I do have three open lines right now. Our number, 800-733-9829. Now make that two open lines. But we invite you to call today, taking time aside to honor pastors during this Pastor Appreciation Month and giving you opportunity just to give a word of tribute to your pastor, thanking him for his ministry at your local church. Back in just a moment, this is Crosstalk on VCY America, and we'll be right back.
For the Worldview Week in Minute, I'm Brandon House. Our website's worldviewradio.com. Well, it's no secret, today if you're a capitalist, a Christian, you're deemed to be what? A racist. You're deemed to be a bigot. This is not new. I could take you back into world history and show you how this has been a systematic program. In fact, in October of 1945, in a speech in Washington, D.C. before psychiatrists and lawmakers, a man by the name of Chisholm, G. Brock Chisholm, declared, quote, "The reinterpretation and eventual eradication of the concept of right and wrong are the belated objectives of nearly all psychotherapy. If the race is to be free from the crippling burden of good and evil, it must be psychiatrists who take the original responsibility," end quote. The goal is to say that anyone that believes in right and wrong, faith in God, America, American ideas, and the family is mentally ill. This will increase as the days become more and more evil. For the Worldview Week in Minute, I'm Brandon House.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America, honoring your pastor today on the broadcast. We're going right back to the phone lines to get as many calls in as possible. Willie is calling next in Kentucky. You're on the air, Willie.
Yeah, this is Glenn Rains. How you doing today?
Doing well, thank you.
Doing good. I'm going to thank God for my pastor there, and he does a really good job he does there. And he's going to stand behind the word there, and he's preaching a good word to us, and he always praying for us, we always praying for him, and he's always helped us all that, and we help him, and he tried to do everything, does a really good job of preaching and teaching to us, right? And does a lot for us, right? And I thank him for that, right? They do.
Amen. Thank you, Willie.
Thank you. Pleasure to be in.
Okay. Let's go next to Anna next in Plano, Texas. You're on the air, Anna.
Hi, Jim. First of all, thank you for VCY. There's so few programs like this that we can listen to and hear the truth. I would like to thank God, and I have been looking for years for a church like I grew up in, and the new modern churches just don't do it for me. I'm not saying that's not for everybody, but after my husband died and I moved to Texas, family found a church, and it Chuck Swindoll is our pastor. I walked into that church, and it was like organ music, like I was in heaven, and I was like, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, and we sing out of hymn books. And Pastor Swindoll teaches scripture. It's just so wonderful. I'm so thankful for something. And he told the audience, he says, we will always have a pulpit in this church, and you will never see me in blue jeans and sandals. So I'm just so grateful for this church because there's so few of them that exist anymore. And that's what I have to say.
Thank you, Anna.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Francine in Espanola, New Mexico, you're on the air.
Hello, good afternoon, sir.
Yes.
I'm Francine Carr from Valley Baptist Church in Española, New Mexico. And I want to appreciate my pastor, Ryan McMath. He is a good pastor, a compassion pastor, and he teaches a lot of about the Bible, and he loved the congregation. And he is so faithful to the church, and we have always, and I like to name it because he is, we have always a visitation every Saturday and Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I'm a Filipina, I'm almost 3 years here, and I'm so thankful to him that he accepted me as a member of the church.
Amen.
Yeah. So that's all. I appreciate my pastor. I love my pastor. And her wife is his wife is the one who's teaching us every Sunday in a ladies' Bible study.
Mm-hmm.
So,
praise the Lord for that.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Francine.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Alan in Idaho, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. Thank you, Jim. I'd just like to honor my pastor, Jackie Roberts, Calvary Chapel, Buell, Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
Great pastor. He's been with us for 10 years. Genuinely loves the Word, loves Jesus, many Bible studies throughout the week, and just has an exuberance and an excitement when he teaches and talks about Christ and the Word. And we just love him. He's such a blessing, and just as well as his wife, Kathy, and we just love him a great deal. Hey, thank you, Jim.
Thank you for your call. Don in Minnesota, you're on the air.
Yes, Jim, I want to give high praise to Pastor Harold Salem, 97-year-old preacher and from Aberdeen, South Dakota. He's been preaching for 75 years.
Okay, thank you for taking time to call here today, Don. Dale in Bolivar, Missouri, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. I'd like to praise Pastor Mark Harvey in Calvary Baptist in Bolivar, Missouri. Today, they are not my current pastor, but have been associated with him for a long time. And I just wanted to say, when you get a pastor, you get a pastor's wife along with that. So you pay for one, you get two. And Gina, his wife, is a wonderful, wonderful lady, and we're so thankful to have them in our life. And excuse me, I was driving listening to you, and I had to rush in here to make the call. I'm out of breath.
Mm.
But I wanted to mention that Pastor Mark, what kind of a pastor he is, his Bible speaks for that. He has a tattered old NASB translation, and every margin, every white space is filled with notes. His swollen pages speak what kind of a expositional preacher that he is. And I just love the guy, and I'm so thankful for him.
Thank you, Dale.
His life in our life.
Thank you, Dale, for your call. Consuelo from Las Cruces, New Mexico, you're on the air.
Hello there. My name is Consuelo, and I just want to praise and worship the most wonderful counselor, preacher, our Lord Jesus Christ. He's our priest in the heavens of heavens, and he gives all these gifts to all these pastors, the living word, the Holy Spirit that lives within them. So I want to give him all the glory for all what he has done, these beautiful Amen. Gifts he has given to his children.
Thank you, Consuelo. Appreciate your call. Jim in Central Idaho, you're on the air.
Thank you. I would like to thank the Lord for our pastor, Kevin Davis. We were without a pastor at our small rural church in Central Idaho and couldn't find anybody to come and take this congregation, this pastorate. And he, as a young man of 26 years of age at that time, accepted the call, came to our church fully cognizant of his usefulness and inexperience, came with courage and yet with trepidation. He is a magnificent pastor. He loves the word and has a heart for the truth, puts more time into preparation for sermons than anybody I've ever known. I tell people that I have literally been in church since before I was born, and been in church all my life, been in all kinds of churches, so I know what kinds of pastors are out there, and he's one of the very best preachers.
I appreciate that, Jim. I apologize for cutting you off, but I've got one more call to get in, and we're 30 seconds away from closing. Thank you for your call. Drayton in Mundelein, Illinois, you're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to praise God for my pastor, Michael Garrison, from Maranatha Baptist Church in Grays Lake, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good man of God, sticks to the King James Version, singing out of the old hymnals, and he's faithful to the pulpit every Sunday despite having suffering from a chronic pain from a farming accident several years ago.
I'm out of time here, Drayton, but glad we got that part in here on your call today. Thank you so much. And friends, thank you for participating here. And perhaps there's something in your heart you wanted to share? Call your pastor. Let him know you care, that you appreciate his ministry. Pray for him, support him, and encourage him in the faith. Thanks for listening to Crosstalk.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Take Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208, or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.